Blessed Jesus is created. Proverbs 8:22-23. The Lord created me at the beginning of his work, the first of his acts of old. Ages ago I was set up at the first, before the beginning of the earth. Isaiah 49 verse 5. And now the Lord says, who formed me from the womb to be his servant, not to be his son. Isaiah 41 verses 8-10. But you, Israel, my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the offspring of Abraham, my friend, you whom I took from the ends of the earth and called from its farthest corners, saying to you, you are my servant. I have chosen you and not cast you off. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. Matthew 12, verses 15-18. God's chosen servant. Jesus, aware of this, withdrew from there, and many followed him, and he healed them all and ordered them not to make him known. This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. Behold my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved, with whom my soul is well pleased. This connects, brothers and sisters, with Isaiah 42, verses 1-9. Worth noting, God refers to his prophets as my servants, just as in Jeremiah 7, verse 25. And Jeremiah 44, verse 4, Acts 3, verse 13, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our ancestors, has given divine glory to his servant, Jesus. Acts 3, 26, and so God chose his servant and sent him to you first, to bless you by making every one of you turn away from your wicked ways. Acts 4:27. For indeed Herod and Pontius Pilate met together in the city with the Gentiles and the people of Israel against Jesus, your holy servant, whom you made Messiah. Acts 4:30. Reach out your hand to heal, and grant that wonders and miracles may be performed through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. John 13, verse 16-17. Truly, truly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. In John 9:35-37, when Jesus heard what happened, he found the man and asked him, do you believe in the Son of Man? The man answered, tell me who he is, sir, so that I can believe in him. Jesus said to him, you have already seen him, and he is the one who is talking with you now. Clearly, brothers and sisters, Jesus is human. Son of Man appears over 50 times in the New Testament. Interesting. What about this? Son of Man appears over 60 times when God is communicating to the prophet Ezekiel, as we well know by now, through his angels. Matthew 1 verse 1, the book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Matthew 1 verse 16, and Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom Jesus was born, who is called Christ. Luke 2:26, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Note here, brothers and sisters, that Christ is not Lord or the Son of God.
Luke 2 verse 40, and the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him.
In Luke 18 verse 19, where he says, "Why do you call me good?" Jesus asked him, "No one is good except God alone." Corinthians 1, chapter 11, verse 3. But I want you, brothers and sisters, to understand that Christ is supreme over every man. The husband is supreme over his wife, and God is supreme over Christ. John 17, 1 to 3, note 3. Jesus states, "And this eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." Acts 10 verse 38. You know about Jesus of Nazareth and how God poured out on him the Holy Spirit and power. He went everywhere doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, for God was with him. Luke 24, 19. And he said to them, "What things?" And they said to him, "Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a mighty prophet indeed and word before God and all the people."
John 6, 28 to 29. So they asked him, "What can we do in order to do what God wants us to do?" Jesus answered, "What God wants you to do is to believe in the one he sent."
Timothy 2, verse 5. For there is one God, and there is one who brings God and human beings together, the man Jesus Christ.
Malachi 3, 1 to 2. Behold, I send my messenger to prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears?
Acts 3, 22 to 23, Moses said, "The Lord God will raise up for you a prophet from your brethren, as he raised me up. You shall listen to him in whatever he tells you, and it shall be that every soul that does not listen to that prophet shall be destroyed from the people."
So how can Jesus the servant, prophet and messenger of God, as you have just clearly heard, be God, when he himself also tells us in John 5, 36, "But the testimony that I have is greater than that of John. For the works which the Father has granted me to accomplish, these very works which I am doing, bear me witness that the Father has sent me." Note, brothers and sisters, how the corrupt scribes have swapped the word God with Father. For we well know by now that God was referring to his servant whom he created, as we have just clearly heard on more than one occasion. And so, how can blessed Jesus be God when he tells us, and I repeat in John 5:37, "His voice you have never heard, his form you have never seen"? And what about John 7 verses 16 to 18? So Jesus answered them, "My teaching is not mine, but his who sent me. If any man's will is to do his will, he shall know whether the teaching is from God, or whether I am speaking on my own authority. He who speaks on his own authority seeks his own glory, but he who speaks the glory of him who sent him is true, and in him there is no falsehood." And how can Jesus be God when he tells us in Mark 13 verse 32, "But of that hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father"? Note, of man is taken out of son by the corrupt scribes, as we already know from Jesus' own lips only earlier in John 9:35-37, that he is the Son of Man. So how can blessed Jesus be God? We're in John 11:22, where Martha says to him, "And even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you." And in John 11:28, where she called her sister Mary, saying quietly, "The teacher is here and is calling for you." In John 11:41, "And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father," which should be God, "I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me. But I have said this on account of the people standing by, that they may believe that you sent me." And what about Luke 6:12, where he went up the hill to pray and he spent all night praying to God? How can a God pray to another God? Clearly, our brains have been ironed by a hot iron.
You notice, brothers and sisters, the words Lord God is referred to God in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, they refer to blessed Jesus as Lord. Another example of the pollution in the Bible by the false scribes who pervert the words of the living God, making us believe that Jesus, who was created by God, is God. So when we see Lord Jesus in the New Testament, such as in 2 Corinthians 14, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, then we know that this is the work of the false pen of the scribes. We know without a doubt, brothers and sisters, only God is Lord, as in Genesis 3:1, that the Lord God has made. And in Ezekiel 21:32, "You shall no more be remembered, for I, the Lord, have spoken." And in Jeremiah 10:10, "But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and everlasting King." Note to you, brothers and sisters, God is the King of Kings, not Jesus. Corinthians 1, chapter 2, verse 16. As the scripture says, "Who knows the mind of the Lord? Who is able to give him advice? We, however, have the mind of Christ." Sirach 18, verse 1. "He who lives forever created the whole universe. The Lord alone will be declared righteous." Matthew 20, 30. "And behold, two blind men sitting by the roadside, when they heard that Jesus was passing by, cried out, 'Have mercy on us, Son of David.'" Matthew 21, verse 15. "But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying out in the temple, 'Hosanna to the Son of David,' they were indignant. And they said to him, 'Do you hear what these are saying?' And Jesus said to them, 'Yes, have you read? Out of the mouths of babies and infants, you have brought perfect praise.'" Matthew 21:46. "But they tried to arrest him. They feared the multitudes because they held him to be a prophet." Matthew 22:36-40. "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" And he said to them, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the greatest commandment. And the second like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depends all the law and the prophets." So if we continue along, brothers and sisters, to Luke 7:15-16. "And the dead man sat up and began to speak, and he gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, saying, 'A great prophet has risen amongst us, and God has visited his people.'" John 2:7. "Many deceivers have gone out all over the world, people who do not acknowledge that Jesus Christ came as a human being. Such a person is a deceiver and the enemy of Christ." John 3:12-13, Jesus says, "No man has ascended into heaven but he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man." Worth noting, brothers and sisters, all these ascended to heaven as well. Enoch, Moses twice, Elijah twice, Mary, Isaiah, and the angels of the Lord who ascended and descended regularly throughout the Bible. Are we to assume, my brothers and sisters, they are all gods and sons of gods as well?
Numbers 23:19. God is not man that he should lie, or a son of man that he should repent.
And how can God be a spirit, when in Genesis 2 verse 7, after the Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground, he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being, just like he formed Jesus. And in Zechariah 12 verse 1, it is written that he forms the spirit of man within him. So God created the spirit itself. And in Psalm 104 verse 4, he makes wings his messengers and flames of fire his servants. So God created the angels, the same angels that appeared to Jesus in Matthew 3 verse 16 in the form of a dove, and to Moses in a ball of fire. So again, how can we say God is a spirit when he created the spirit itself? And when blessed Jesus himself says in John 5:37, no one has heard his voice and no one has seen his form. And yet we can see clearly in the following verses, Acts 10:19, Acts 11:12, Acts 21:11, Acts 28:25-28, Timothy 4:1, Hebrews 3:7-8, Revelations 2:7, Revelations 14:13, Revelations 22:17, Corinthians 2:11. We can see in all of these that the Holy Spirit, which is clearly the angel of the Lord, talking to people. How can we make Jesus a liar when the Holy Spirit can be heard and sometimes seen? Clearly our minds have been ironed by a hot iron.
It is beyond reasonable doubt that blessed Jesus is clearly not God, nor the Saviour, nor the Son of God, but indeed a mighty prophet sent by God. Bless his name forever. So when you read in the New Testament, Son of God, Lord Jesus and Saviour, Son of the Most High, then without a doubt it is the insertion of the corrupt scribes who with malicious intent pervert the words of the ever-living God. Bless his name forever.